The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 27th day of July, 2018. Now, here again. Yeah, how many cops we have in this country now, Mike? What is it, 290, 300,000? PD, sheriffs, I guess you can count campus security in that group as well, about 300,000. 300,000, are they perfect human beings? Absolutely not. Do they make mistakes? Absolutely. But the problem I'm seeing is when the mistakes are made and human lives are lost, nothing happens to the person that causes a loss of that person's life. It just doesn't happen. What? 700 powers of arrest. Wait, put that on my screen over here, will you? Because this is not making any sense to me. Okay, all right, stop talking and just post. At any rate, while that's being posted up. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example here. How many times have you heard us report, cops show up at the wrong house, somebody ends up dead? Countless times. You would think with the responsibility of life and death in these wonderful creatures' hands that they go to excruciating measures to make sure they get it right. Like showing up at the right address, that would be a start. Matt Agorist over at the Free Thought Project posted this, and I had to read it twice. I went, what the hell? In South Haven, Mississippi. Now, this happened a year ago. Police responding to a call of a domestic violence went to the wrong home and killed an innocent husband. Now TFTP has just learned that the officers involved in the killing will not be charged. The officers were brought to a grand jury by District Attorney John Champion, who attempted to get them indicted on charges of homicide. However, the grand jury irresponsibly failed to return an indictment. Really? The grand jury was given all the evidence and they decided not to indict, Champion said. From my perspective, the case is closed at this point. Everything about this is wrong. I'm outraged. Shame on the police department, shame on the DA. Mr. Champion, shame on you. You need to retire. And this came from a pastor, Rolando Rosto. He was a friend of the Lopez family. In July of 2017, Ismael Lopez and his wife were the only ones home when Ismael heard his dogs barking, so he took a look outside to see what was going on. Seconds later, he would be shot and killed by the people who claimed to protect society. Police had no right to be there and had gone to the wrong address. The South Haven Police Department admitted officers went to the wrong house that fateful night. According to police, they were trying to serve a warrant for domestic assault to Samuel Perlman, who lives 36 feet away from the Lopez's home. close but no cigar. Excuse me, there's one dead on the floor there. What about that? Police claim that when Lopez came to the door, he pointed a gun at him. However, multiple bullets were fired through a closed door. Almost sounds like Waco, doesn't it? Wow. And Champion admitted that the autopsy showed Lopez died from a gunshot wound to the back of the head. According to WMC5, three officers were at the scene, but only one of them opened fire. That officer fired six total shots, two at a dog that ran out of Lopez's house toward the officers, and four into the house. The owner of the dog didn't survive. The dog did. The bullets went through Lopez's front door. One hit him in the back of the head. Lopez's dog was grazed by a bullet. Champion says, well, I don't believe the officers identified themselves at the door. So even if Lopez did shoot, which he didn't, when you got gangsters, no matter what stripe, that's why we have procedures, folks. Not a bunch of lame excuses and then protecting the officers that are taking innocent lives. That should be a big strike on your employment record, don't you think? Maybe enough to get you fired and to keep you from being employed as being another stupid cop that kills somebody. Wow! Y'all are sitting there listening to me tell you this, but it's removed from you. It wasn't your husband or your wife or your kid or your grandkid or your niece or your nephew that was just killed the other day. No, that happened to somebody else. It's happening with more and more frequency. It is the attitude of the badged ones that they know they will be protected if they really screw up and kill somebody, which you would think would be the last thing that a cop would ever want to do. But it's happening at greater frequency. Champion said Lopez was pulling the gun away from the direction of the officers when the officers opened fire. He said he did not want to speculate about how that happened, but he thought Lopez could have been shot in the back of the head while he turned away from the officers. And again, not identifying themselves, so you don't know what crackhead gang is trying to break into your house, do you? And you have the inherent right to protect yourself on your own property, your own life, and that of your family and your property. None of the officers were wearing a body camera, nor was any of this incident recorded on dash cam. And this should be made an absolute prerequisite prior to any serving of any warrant. Dash cams are running. Recorders are running. Officers are wearing cameras. But gee, let's first check to see if we have the right address. This is not just inherent sloppiness, folks. This is arrogance. Arrogance to the degree you wipe out a human being and, oh, well, we just got the wrong address. Now nothing's going to happen to these cops. Oh, they might be disciplined. They might be put on leave for a while, or we might suspend their pay for a little bit. But, you know, that's no big deal. Well, I'm sorry. Can a murderer, a common everyday murderer, walk into court and say, hey, you know, I just got the wrong guy. I didn't mean to kill that guy. I meant to kill the guy next to him. So, Your Honor, you know, I'm okay. You know, you can let me go. The standard has been set for you. And you take your life in your own hands. You step out of that. You step over that line. There's a good chance you're going to be gone. What happens when these cops step over the line? Nothing. Sometimes it does. But more often than not, let me just say this, most of the time, nothing happens to them. An attorney for the Lopez family says they are now planning to file a civil suit against the department. At a press conference on Wednesday, South Haven Mayor Darren Musselwhite's office released the following statement claiming that the prosecution of the officers for going to the wrong house and killing an innocent man was disheartening. Now you stop somebody's heartbeat. Is that the same thing as disheartening? I don't know. In their world, maybe it is. The mayor says it's been very disheartening to watch the persecution of our officers by both prematurely and inaccurately. A picture painted with partial and inaccurate information is easy to create and very influential when strategically circulated through media avenues, but can be very misleading and dangerous to those that value the truth. How about that you have an officer that can read an address? What a command of the English language. Words like persecution and prematurely and inaccurately and, and Orwellian doublespeak. You screwed up. Take the responsibility for it. This South Haven Police Department also released a statement noting that the officer who shot the dog will be returning to full duty, and the officer who killed Lopez has left the department to enter the private workforce. Wow. Wow. So somebody else is going to hire the hired gun. Private workforce? Does that mean private contracting where you get paid handsomely for doing that kind of stuff? You don't have a heart or a conscience, put a gun in their hand, give them a target, pay them well. Hey, you get good result. As the Free Thought Project has reported numerous times, entirely innocent people are often shot or killed by police at the wrong home. The innocent homeowner comes to the door with a gun to see who the intruders are, and bang, they're met with a hail of gunfire from cops who failed to check the GPS before assaulting completely innocent people. That's the bottom line. Sadly, as it seems, none of the officers involved in this case will be charged. Cops can go to the wrong house, kill innocent homeowners, and face no retribution. Nothing. A disturbing precedent was set in March of last year in a federal appeals court which ruled in favor of police who knocked on the wrong door at 1:30 a.m., failed to identify themselves, and then repeatedly shot innocent homeowner until he died. Remember this one? The homeowner, the 26-year-old Andrew Scott, had committed no crime and officers came to his home that night on July 15th of 2012. Remember this? Government officials insist that there's nothing unlawful, unreasonable, or threatening about the prospect of armed police dressed in SWAT gear knocking on doors in the middle of the night and asking homeowners to engage in warrantless knock-and-talk sessions. Said constitutional attorney John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute and author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. However, as Andrew Scott learned, there's always a price to pay for saying no to such heavy-handed requests by police. If the courts continue to sanction such aggressive, excessive, coercive knock-and-shoot tactics, it will give police further incentive to terrorize and kill American citizens without fear of repercussion. Until, oh, wait a minute, there's something they left out here. What if the American public gets the idea that what I've got is just a band of out-of-control renegades and murderers, and I don't give a damn what insignia they're wearing. They come into my house, they're dead meat. How's that one? In the land of the free, for those who claim they have sworn to protect you can come to your house and kill you and face no consequence. This is why police in America kill more citizens than anywhere in the rest of the world. This is why people get they get angry. This is why they protest. This is why they get pissed off. Because it happens to be one of their loved ones, a husband or a wife or a father or a mother or a son or a daughter or a cousin, a nephew. It's happening. And now they've gotten to the point where they command your respect. No. Respect is earned. I have respect for the law, but not thugs that want to institute supposed law, the administrative style, at the point of a gun, and you're really a bunch of trigger-happy ass hats. No. And here is a scary, scary, scary thought. What if one day all the gun owners in this country just finally decided they were tired of living in a police state, and the tyrants, and they're tired of them banging on the doors and shooting people and their dogs and everything else? What if one day in this country all the citizens just said, you know what, these guys got to go, and they make them go away? The only reason that thin blue line exists is because the citizens allow it. But for how much longer? I don't know, Mr. and Mrs. Cop, are you willing to bet your life on how much longer? This is why, well, I'll tell you, you want to piss this individual off. And I am never rude to police. I don't read in the riot act. I don't get out of my car or whatever and start dressing them down. I'm always polite. But when I run up against that male or female cop with that attitude and that look in their eye, I'd much rather spit in it than anything else. Don't you dare treat me like I'm some kind of criminal or thug, or don't you give me attitude because you got a freaking badge on. You want respect, earn it! Ugh. In 2008, state and local law enforcement agencies employed more than 1.1 million people on a full-time basis, including about 765,000 sworn personnel. And those are defined as those with general arrest powers. Agencies also employed approximately 100,000 part-time employees, including 44,000 sworn officers. And here's the bad news. With all the gun owners of America that are tired of watching you boys act out, you can be eliminated in one single day. Now, I am not putting out a public proclamation. This is not a personal threat from me to you. I'm just saying. There's a certain amount of arrogance and swagger that you guys have. And your brothers in blue aren't acting right. There is many things that you guys can do as uniformed officers. You know your troublemakers in your own departments. You've seen them over and over and over again. You guys know who they are. You refuse to ride with them. You know that they're going to be a potential problem down the road. Clean up your own ranks. Don't let these clowns out in the street moving amongst us citizens. Do not. Clean your own house. It's not that hard to do. People need the trust of the cops, and the cops need the trust of the people. Because guess what? You're outmanned and you're outgunned.
No reason to get excited.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is kind of like my chant. I'm trying to calm down. You started this. By interrupting my show, I got on a rant and I didn't stop. Because inside this human being's body is a lot of pent-up anger. Can you tell? Jeez. Eddie Vedder once claimed he was the best singer in the world. I did, I swear. At any rate, thanks for that comedic break. I needed that. Heart rate is now slowing down. Oh, and just when that happens, what is on my screen here? North Miami Beach cop arrested for beating eight-month pregnant woman. This comes straight from the Miami News Times. Tim Elfrink. How'd you like to be harangued with that name? Elfrink. Just after 8:30 last night, Miami Beach police rushed to Espanola Way to find a woman who was 8 months pregnant in distress. The woman told police she was having severe abdominal pain and contractions after another woman had beaten her in her stomach. Police quickly found her attacker, 26-year-old Ambar Pacheco, who works as a police officer in North Miami Beach. Pacheco didn't deny the brutal attack on a visibly pregnant woman, the MBPD officer says in the report. Now, I'm going to report this just as it's in the paper, so don't get the idea that we've loosened standards around here. Pacheco told Miami Beach cops that the victim's boyfriend kicked her sister in the face, and then Pacheco said, "I saw red and beat the shit out of her." Thank you, judge, jury, and executioner. End quote. Miami Beach police arrested Pacheco on the scene and charged her with felony count of aggravated battery on a pregnant victim. The woman beaten by the North Miami Beach police officer was rushed by Miami Beach Fire Rescue to Mount Sinai Hospital, where she gave birth. There's no word this morning on the condition of her child. Pacheco has been an officer with the NMBPD for less than a year, says Major Richard Rand, the spokesperson for the department. She worked as a uniformed patrol officer. She's been relieved of duty as of this morning, pending an internal investigation. Rand says he hasn't reviewed her internal file yet and doesn't have any details about whether she faced other complaints in her time on the force. Well, that's just an added factor. Deal with this one first. You got an out-of-control officer that beat the crap out of a woman that's 8 months pregnant. This creature should not be in uniform, and she should never work in law enforcement again. She could have killed the woman. She could have killed the child. She could have killed both of them. She just saw red, so she beat the crap out of her. Really, that's your excuse, officer? Let me see if that one will hold up in court. Let me see if that will stop a lawsuit. You just saw red. Oh, that was it. I just saw red. Wow. Pacheco's arrest is the latest in a truly insane run of corruption and mismanagement in North Miami Beach. Just yesterday, prosecutors charged Commissioner France Pierre with taking thousands of dollars in bribes from a local strip club owner in exchange for voting for the man's extended hours liquor's license earlier this year. Mayor George Valero resigned and pleaded guilty to his own corruption charges. Folks, I don't care if it's the police. I don't care if it's the sheriff's department. I don't care if it's a city commission. I don't care if it's mayor. I don't give a damn if it's the librarian. Somebody commits crime and a fraud, they don't occupy that seat anymore. End of story. No more, "Well, I'm sorry," or "I just saw red." Or no, you're gone. You're gone. Yeah, how would that look on a resume? "You know, well, one night I was doing my job and I just got a little angry and I beat the crap out of an eight-month pregnant woman." Gee, do you think the job she's applying for, do you think she would get it? I don't think so. Just the day everybody wants to go to sleep, they're waiting for the weekend, I come along and wake them up. Yeah. It's wake-up time. Medication time. Medication time. 800-313-9443. You recognize that out of the "One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest"? Medication time. Can I have the music that accompanied that? Medication time. Around the clouds, what goes up must come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
One of the two black ladies that were the Silk and... I'm sorry? Oh, Silk and Diamond? They went head-to-head with... The one with the fake hair in the back of her head, the black lady. Sheila Jackson Lee. There we go. And I'm... The exchange is absolutely priceless. Can you find that, Mike? I thought I sent it over to you, but I can't find it. Just punch in Sheila Jackson Lee / Diamond and Ice, or Nice, or whatever the hell they are. And you're watching Titan Black Ladies go at it. I mean, it's worth the watch, that's for sure. Yeah, go ahead. Turn it up.
Part away, Miss Richard, dealing with expressions of dismay or disagreement with a number of entities, ask unanimous consent to introduce exclusive Diamond Silk Crash Hillary Clinton's race baiting.
Diamond
she is
Silk,
not our
yeah.
slave master. Diamond Silk criticized Michelle Obama, and then, of course, a message for Oprah. Ask unanimous consent to put these in the record. Thank you. And I think that is clear that there is a First Amendment protection that you all deserve, as I deserve it, as the witnesses deserve it. So let me pose these questions. Ms. Hardaway, have you ever been paid by the Trump campaign?
No. We've never been paid by the Trump campaign.
You've never been paid by the Trump campaign.
I thought she just
answered
that.
We have never been paid
and she answered
by
again.
The Trump campaign.
Again.
Not $5, not $100.
We have never been paid. We have never been paid by the Trump campaign.
Let me ask a specific question. $1,274.94.
We have never
Thank you.
Been paid.
Ms. Hardaway, my understanding is that you received the now infamous email from Facebook, the email calling your space page unsafe on April 8th, 2018?
No. No. That was not April the 8th. We received that on April the 5th, 2018.
Thank you. Now on April 11th, you appeared on the Ingram Angle on Fox News to discuss this matter. The host, Laura Ingram, asked, did you get contacted by Facebook and has this been reversed? Had you been contacted by Facebook?
We was contacted via Twitter on April the 12th.
You responded, we have not been in communication with Facebook. We have not been contacted. We have not spoken to anyone over the phone.
That's true. We hadn't been in contact with them. We haven't spoken to anyone over the phone.
Right. They said it was in direct communications with us, and we had not been in direct communication.
But did you, on that show, say that you were not contacted?
We were not contacted. We was contacted on the 12th. We was contacted on the 12th via Twitter.
All right. So are you saying that you did not lie on that show or you did lie?
We did not lie on that show. We did that show on the 11th. We was contacted by Twitter on the 12th, by Facebook on the 12th via Twitter. And when we looked in our verifies, there they were.
Is it your testimony today that as of April 11th, when you went on Ms. Ingram's show and said that Mr. Zuckerberg had lied about trying to contact you, that Facebook never reached out to you or Ms. Richardson about this issue?
Mark Zuckerberg said that they was in direct communication with us, that like they had spoken to us. They did not do that.
Did you get information from Zuckerberg or Facebook?
No.
Any means of communication?
No.
You just said you got it through Twitter.
We got it through Twitter on the 12th, on April the 12th.
The next day.
Hold on for a moment, Ms. Jackson. Don't try to mince my words. Let me explain to you this here. April the 5th, 2018, they took and they deemed us unsafe to the community and told us it wasn't appealable.
Have you got
that was April the April the 12th is when they.
I am the one asking questions. You're in a judicial committee hearing, and I respect you, and you're going to respect me. Now, my question is, have you gotten contact from Facebook? And Ms. Richardson may want to answer it. Have you?
No.
All right. And you're saying under oath that you did not. And so the Twitter is not communication?
The way you're asking that question is a little confusing. You're missing words right here.
Have you gotten any communication from Facebook?
On April the 12th, via Twitter.
And what mode was that?
That was via Twitter.
All right, so, and you got information. So your testimony that you did not is not truthful.
That is truthful.
Let me move on to Professor Wallman.
Time of the gentlelady is expired.
I ask that my introduction of my two young ladies not be attributable to my time.
How you use your time is yours, and that did count on
that
your
That is not Goldberg the case. Professor Wallman, I'd like you to answer this question.
Time of the gentlelady is expired.
If Facebook attempts to answer the question or respond,
time of the gentlelady
is
expired.
That legitimate? That Facebook
time
and
of the
in fact
has expired.
Is that legitimate that Facebook
time of the gentlelady has expired.
Be held to
we're
going to
get through all the witnesses. We have to observe
problem.
These time guidelines. We can't give everybody
Mr. Chairman,
two extra minutes.
I asked for the chairman to have gotten out of the seat when he said yes, and the staff is standing here, and they need to be able to speak up. I want this question answered by Mr. Wallman.
Thank you, madam.
Mr. Wallman,
time of the gentlelady has expired. There may be time after everybody
Mr. Wallman,
else.
Can you answer the question? Mr. Wallman, can you answer the question? You're not
time going to be able
to what district has an opportunity to make those decisions.
Woman, and I use that term lightly. Where is she from?
Minutes.
She's
Mr.
from
Wallman.
Texas here. What district? She needs to go, man. She needs to go. You know, did she think that she was up against just a couple of toasted marshmallows there? Is that what she thought? Lady, you better bring something bigger than what you got if you go against these two. Whoa. Now, Facebook plunges into bear market, wipes out $132 billion in value. Is Mr. Zuckerberg going to take the responsibility for that? I don't think so. I don't know who this creature Mark Zuckerberg is. Well, I'm saying, I know who he is. I know where he came from. But what exactly is he? Steals the idea from a couple of college buddies. Uses it for himself. I guess Facebook started out to be what? Kind of like a meet and greet on campus, something like that. And then he stole the idea and then improved upon it and became a billionaire, but then turns around and tries to control things. And this is what Diamond and what did you say? Diamond and Silk? They should rename themselves Ice and Fire. Wow. So, I mean, here's two ladies that have made the scene by being bellicose and kind of over the top, but right most of the time. Banning them from Facebook? And then Miss Sheila Jackson Lee here from Texas, she gets up there and makes an absolute fool out of herself. They were telling her exactly the timeline of how things happened, and Miss Sheila was not... She was not accepting their explanation. They explained it how many times, Mike? 5, 10 times. Didn't fit her narrative, so she just ignored it. And then this arrogant twit then reminded her, you know, I'm the one here asking the questions. You know what? You. Wow. Well, here's the latest update on... We're just dropping in to see what condition their condition's in, and it's not good. Well, Facebook plunges in the bear market, wipes out $132 billion in value. Well, that escalated quickly. Facebook is now down over 20% from its closing highs, losing over $130 billion in the market value and erasing all of post-quarter one earning gains. Marky Mark. And the Funky Bunch, I'm sorry, Mark Zuckerberg, $16 billion poorer and officially entering a bear market. NASDAQ is trading down 1.5%. This has erased all the 2018 gains. Zuck the Muck here just lost $20 billion after hours. Is it any wonder he's been selling to the max, wondering what to do? Wow. Arrogance is their Achilles heel. That I've got so much money and I've got so many powerful political friends, you can't touch me. Oh, really? Really? You know, this inflated sense of self-importance... That there was actually, folks, seriously, there was actually a belief in this country that it didn't matter if you were a millionaire or a billionaire or you were a pauper or just some Joe Schmo from Kokomo, just anyday American citizen, that you could expect, at least in your own mind, you could expect to be treated on the scales of justice just like a billionaire would be or a millionaire or your next-door neighbor. And I said a very long time ago that the new paradigm, the new game in town, is simply this. To a lot of people, freedom depends on how many lawyers they can hire, how much money they got, what their political connections are. This kind of cocoon of perceived safety. You know... As they say, all good things do come to an end. And I'm using the term good very loosely there. Now, I almost feel ashamed going into the political thing here. But it's Friday, what the hell? And since I'm not being flooded by calls, well, what are you people out there doing? Did I miss a holiday or something? This is a government day off, or are they practicing the national shut the hell up day? NBC panel has on-air freakout over Trump's latest approval ratings. Now, this is funny, folks. You know, it feels good to just, every once in a while, just kind of go off the rails a little bit here.
From Washington, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, brand new NBC polling just out about the president and his handling of all things Russia in light of his historic summit.
Grabian.
And Senator Richard Blumenthal joins us as Paul Manafort's trial gets ready to start. And Michael Cohen drops his first mixtape. Plus, this time last Sunday, we were talking to Bill Browder about the summit with Putin. He's going to join us live again tonight after the Russian president name-checked him on the world stage. And later, states of play. Democrats are serious about taking back the Senate. Heidi Heitkamp will have to hold on to North Dakota. We have new reporting on why it could be tariffs, not Russia, that make the difference there.
I'm not doing that,
but first,
that's in the
video. It's hard to believe that this time last week we were previewing the president's meeting with Vladimir Putin. But of course, we are apparently living in a different space-time continuum here in 2018, where even gravity works differently. But more on that in a moment. All of that happened before Friday, when the New York Times dropped that bombshell report about Michael Cohen and his recording of President Trump. Then came Saturday, when the DOJ made the documents about surveilling former Trump campaign aide Carter Page public. And don't forget about Paul Manafort, whose trial begins this week in Virginia. Along with the reminder that the president's former campaign chairman has been sitting in jail for over a month as he prepares to face a jury. But back to that part about gravity. The president's approval rating is ticking up, not down. A brand new poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal conducted before and after the Helsinki summit shows the president approval rating at 45%. That is up 1 point from June. Among Republicans, that number is 88%, the highest of his entire presidency. With that, I would like to welcome in my panel. Joining me on set, NBC News National Security and Justice reporter Julia Ainslie, Washington correspondent for BBC World News America and MSNBC contributor Caddy Kay, and GOP strategist and principal at Cogent Strategies, Kevin McLaughlin. Thank you all for being here. Kevin, I would like to start with you because I would like you to please explain.
Is she hyperventilating or is this how she normally does things?
Approve of President Trump, especially considering that what we saw unfold over this week
contradicts
so much of Republican orthodoxy for so many years.
One thing I think that President Trump has shown us through his campaign and throughout now in polling is what I took away from the 2016 election is the American people want authenticity. You may not like what authenticity it is. You may not like what he's saying or how he's doing it, but he doesn't back down from it. And I believe that actually when he goes out and does these events, we'll call them, it actually helps him in flyover country. I think that a lot of the outrage you see is in the Acela corridor where we all live and work. And I mean, when you get outside of here, yes, people will say, like, he's a knucklehead, or they'll say stuff like that. But by and large, you'll see people say, like, I understand that some of the things he's doing could hurt me personally, but we all have to make sacrifices.
So is he right when he basically says he could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot people and people would still stand with him? I mean,
I think it was incredibly prescient. I really do think it was very prescient because I do think he kind of has that. He defies political gravity. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, the poll number that struck me actually was a poll that came out earlier last week. The Reuters poll said only 32% of Republicans believe that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. So they do not agree with the assessment of the American intelligence community. And for Republicans to say, we
commonly
don't
referred
the CIA,
to as
the FBI and the NSA, we are siding with the president on this is fairly remarkable. I think the one thing that's going to is the divergence is the prospect of tariffs. I mean, you do see signs that Republican voters are still not comfortable with that, and Republican Party.
Okay, enough of that crap. What was that in the body of that? What was that? Oh, they're tagging it as an audio mark? I had never seen that before. Wow. That's irritating. Well, not a little screen wipe or a little pop-up that you get to X out? No, you get to hear it. You couldn't even really understand it. I guess if they said that they repeated it off enough, he might get it. Well, yeah, the tariff thing, you know, outside of their reporting, their opinion, their agenda, you know, this whole hype thing about Donald Trump's going to destroy the world, he's talking tariffs. Have you noticed what's starting to happen here? What's starting to happen is the markets are going, wait a minute, let's do a reset here. There's a way that we can still all do business. And, okay, Trump even said himself, he said, why are these deficits so high? Because nobody ever called us to complain about it. And these are the countries that are making billions off of our economy. Huh?
It's the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What this whole exercise that Trump has been going through had to be done. Just because every gutless president prior to him has taken part in, well, the destruction of American economy, not the restructuring and rebuilding of it. And it now turns out that these countries like China And the other people we do supposed business with are willing to sit down with Mr. Trump and negotiate some trade here. And now they're making noises like, well, we're going to lift all restrictions and tariffs and all that other stuff. In other words, fair trade. That's what Donald Trump has pushed here. Oh, what you heard the naysayers, oh, it's going to destroy the markets. The Dow's going to crash, this, that, and the other. Well, it ain't going to crash because of Donald Trump. Trust me on this one. And he is fulfilling a promise. Am I greasing the skids here for Kelso? Okay. Was that intentional? No, it wasn't. Just happens to be a four-minute filler. But at any rate, he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. We got almost a $1 trillion trade deficit with countries all over the world. That means trade deficit, folks. There's $1 trillion leaving this country that ain't coming back. These are going into other economies, other people's pockets, not ours. And Trump has carried that big stick, and he was willing to whack some people with it, and he did. And it worked. By the way, the report that Mad Dog came out today to correct the report that came out of Australia that within a month we're going to be bombing Iran. No, we're not. Matt has come out and said, nope, got no plans to do that. That would be a good idea, not to bomb Iran. Okay, that's it. I'm out of stuff. We out of time? We were out of callers. I didn't get one call today. Is it because they didn't want to interrupt me? Yeah, my ego would love to believe that. Oh, who is this Cassie Hunt? I have never seen her before. The MSNBC gal that doesn't, evidently she doesn't need to breathe. Where does that air pressure come from? If she does not take the time to breathe, just over the top staccato. This is what happens when we see something we don't like and we can't explain it away. It's because the world is not working from your song sheet. That's why. Oh, and by the way, speaking of politics, apparently the Democrat Party is now keen on the idea of dumping all the socialists that want to run on their Democrat ticket. It's gotten that bad. The Democrats are going to have, oh gosh, we better self-police here. We don't have much of a party left. And look, now we got the loonies and the commies and the socialists that are running under Democrat. We're the jackasses and we're here to win. I heard the best explanation about socialism. That the Democrats have spent all the money that they could spend out of other people's pockets, and now they're attacking the rich. Oh, they're not paying their fair share. We emptied everybody else's pockets. Now we gotta go after the ones we haven't quite emptied out yet. Ah, crazy world. Folks, y'all have a good weekend. Please, bill cycle time is rolling around. The bills are piling up and the funds aren't there. Support this network, please. There's enough damage and enough people gone out there. Keep the voice of liberty alive. Appreciate you being here today. We'll see you back here Monday. Thank you so much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.